Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. And we're going to talk about four keys to making your business grow. This is Thriving Thursday, you guys. And this is the start of the new year, 2021. How exciting is that? And if you're not excited, it's important to be excited because it's your energy that's going to propel you forward and keep you in the game and get you to where you want to be and help you achieve all those amazing business goals that you've set. So let's get right into it. The first key is that you must invest money in your business if you want it to grow. I've never seen a business, and I can't say that it doesn't exist. It's just that I've never seen it. I've never seen a business that continued to grow and go to the next level without the owner investing some money into growing that business. Now, it doesn't always have to be large amounts of money, but having a business fund budget of some kind, well, that's necessary. Now, I know you're probably thinking, where is it going to come from? And we're not going to get into that on this show, but stay tuned. We've got lots more information coming up throughout the year to help you continue to move forward. But what I want you to do is work on adopting more of a wealth mindset, because whatever you need to drive your business forward, you guys, it is available. It's there and you can get that. And I'm speaking from experience. I'm not just making up something. There are people who will kind of share information with you and they haven't been there and done that. I've been there and done that. I started years ago with about, I had about $48 left after paying rent. And when I talk about years ago, I'm saying when I first started in real estate, and I was having some serious financial challenges. And so I didn't have a lot of money. I had about $48 in the bank. And there were a couple of things that I had to take to the pawn shop so that I could increase that $48. But you know what? I still kept going. I still found ways to invest in my business. I worked it out. And I hope to share some of those strategies, as I said, throughout the year, because I want you guys to do life with power, to realize that you are built by design to win, that whatever you need to succeed, it starts with you. So you already have it. You just have to know how to use it. So I want to be able to share that with you in the future. I want you to keep in mind that Facebook and other social media platforms, I mean, they're not as free as you think. In case you haven't noticed, if you have a business page on Facebook, you can have thousands and thousands of followers, but I can tell you, they're only going to leak out your information to a small percentage. And if you want to reach more, do you notice they send you the little messages? Hey, if you spend X number of dollars, you can boost this post. That's what boosting posts are all about. It's about you putting some money into your business and investing in you, because hey, this is the business that you said you want to make work, you want to achieve in this business. And so you guys position yourself to invest in money. And just to give you kind of a real quick tip here before we move on to our next key, if you're thinking that you have no money at all, I want to suggest that you, whatever comes in, you put 10% to the side. Okay, 10% that you're not going to touch no matter what. And you'll see that that money will start to grow. 10% of whatever you bring in. You bring in $100, you put $10 to the side. You bring in $1,000, you put $100 to the side. And you're going to find that you have what you need so that you can grow your business, so that you can get to where it is you really want to be with that business, because you're going to look back and go, wow, I now have X number of dollars that I can invest. So it's not about you investing large amounts of money in your business. It's about you planting some monetary seeds in your business, because you know what? Like kind, you guys, in order to bring money into your business, guess what? You got to plant some money seeds. That's how you grow the money tree. Okay. So let's go to the second point. Okay, the second point is that you must invest your time by putting your attention on the projects that will bring the increase that you're looking for. So it's important that you put your focus where it belongs and you really focus. Now, I did a podcast on Tuesday about how to make focusing less challenging. And focusing is just a part of, it's something that's in us. We have the capability to do that. It's just that we've not been taught how to use it. And so when I'm always saying that you guys have what you need to succeed, it's about learning how to use what you already have. So in that podcast, I gave 3 strategies to help you focus a little bit better without all of the pressure that comes with focusing. So listen to that, or the link will be in the show notes and you guys can click on the link and go and listen. Okay, let's get to key number 3. You must invest in your personal growth. Listen, this is the beginning of the new year. So what are you going to do differently as it relates to you on a personal level? Because whoever you are personally, that affects the growth of your business in one way or the other. Whoever you are personally, you're either going to increase or you're going to decrease. So I'm going to kind of put a positive note out there and affirm you guys and say that, hey, you guys have what it takes to increase. However, in order to make that happen, you must continue to build you. The increase in your business, which includes your revenues, will grow as you grow. Now, I've added some resources for you in the show notes to help you with that, to help you with achieving your goals or understanding more about goal achievement, as well as information that will help you put your attention on growing you and making it a lot easier. Now, here's my caveat. When I say making it easier, I'm saying to read it, to follow it will be easier, whether you do it that way or not, whether you follow through or not. Yeah, we'll see. But I believe that you guys have the discipline because you have the desire and you've made a decision to win. By the way, those are 3 necessary components for actually moving forward when it comes to growing and going to the next level: desire, decision, and discipline. And you guys, you got that, right? Yeah, you got it. It doesn't matter if we like the word discipline or not. It's in us. We can make it happen. Okay, here is our 4th and final key. You must invest time in building empowering relationships. Your desire to grow your business means that you have to make the right connections. So if you really want to make that business grow, you will absolutely need to build relationships that support your goals for 2021. Waiting until you need someone before you call on them is not the wisest move, you guys. It kind of makes you look like a taker. Now, I've heard people say, oh, you know what? This person is an opportunist or that person is an opportunist. Let me say this. And being an opportunist is not altogether a bad thing. We're all looking for some type of opportunity. But an opportunist, being an opportunist in the sense that you're a taker without wanting to give anything back or without having invested anything, meaning your time or making a connection or taking the time to say to that person, call them up or send them an email saying, hi, how are you? I just wanted to say hello, just reaching out. And then you call them because now you need something. Yeah, it kind of makes you come across, as I said, like a taker. And that's an opportunist. Let's see, of the not so good kind. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real for you guys. So if you really want to make your business grow, these are 4 keys to help you grow your business and take it to the next level. Now, as I said, I have some resources for you in the show notes. And so you can click on those links and you can get started or start the year off like with a serious bang, right? And making it happen. And a lot of the resources that I'm going to be sharing with you throughout the year will be designed to help keep you on track and make sure that you keep your keep your momentum going, because that's what it's about. So before I say goodbye to you guys, I just want to remind you that one of the best things that you can do, and of course I'm going to say it's one of the best things that you can do. Why? Because it's my Power Up Today email. So it's registered to receive emails from us at Designing Your Life Today. So once again, that link is going to be in the show notes. However, as you're listening to this, you can simply text the word power up to 42828. Once again, text the word power up to 42828. And I'm going to be sending strategies through the email to you, among other things. You're going to get insights into what's coming up, which, by the way, I have an amazing webinar that's coming up. So you want to make sure that you get on the list so that you can actually participate in that webinar. I have to tell you, the webinar that I've been doing on goal setting, it is completely full. It has been full each time. And so as a result of the amount of people that have been interested in this webinar, what I had to do was I actually had to do the webinar 4 times and to make sure that people got what they needed. So listen, because it was in demand, I'm going to tell you, my webinars, they're good because you're allowed to interact with me. I interact with you because my ultimate goal is to help you achieve your goals. So you want to get on my email list. Once again, you want to text the word power up to 42828. Listen, you guys, I want you to enjoy your thriving Thursday and listen to these 4 keys and really jot some notes down, whatever comes to mind, because you do have what it takes to achieve every single goal that you set, every good goal that you set. And I want you to remember that you are built by design to win, because that's why you're here. You're here to win. And that means you're here to do life with power. Okay. I'm really going to say goodbye. You guys have an amazing day once again.